This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Streets and cities across the United States are quiet this morning after another night of protests. They follow the killing of a black man by a white police officer in Atlanta, Georgia, on Friday night. Rayshard Brooks was shot after apparently grabbing the officer's taser and tried to escape in order to avoid arrest for alleged drunk driving. The city fired the officer and placed a second officer on administration. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. The death of Brooks comes as the entire country is grappling with the issues of how police treat African-American men suspected of even relatively minor crimes. This follows last month's death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A Russian court has found ex-U.S. Marine Paul Whelan guilty of spying for the United States. He was sentenced to 16 years in jail after a closed trial, which U.S. diplomats said was unfair and opaque. High-profile Philippine journalist Maria Ressa was convicted Monday in a cyber libel case that press freedom advocates employed to silence critics of President Rodrigo Duterte. The verdict was handed down in a Manila courtroom against Ressa, who heads the news site Rappler. She is out on bail. Her lawyer says they will appeal the verdict. Equities tumbled Monday, extending last week's losses on fears of a second wave of coronavirus infections around the world. Tokyo fell over 3% and Seoul sank nearly 5%. Hong Kong, Sydney, Singapore, Mumbai, and Bangkok were all down more than 2%. London, Paris, and Frankfurt all lost more than 2% at the start of trading on Monday. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Several districts reinstating security checkpoints, ordering testing for residents, and closing schools in response to an unexpected resurgence of the coronavirus. Beijing officials are reporting 79 cases over the past 4 days. The outbreak has been traced to the city's biggest wholesale food market, where thousands of tons of vegetables, fruits, and meats change hands each day. In the U.S., the country hardest hit by the coronavirus, the death toll is nearing 116,000. In the state of New York, the governor is threatening to pull liquor licenses or even reinstate closings in areas where restaurants and bars are flaunting the rules. AP's Julie Walker reports.
People eating and drinking, no social distancing, no masks. Table service where there should not be. Governor Andrew Cuomo says a crackdown is coming.
These are not hard to spot violations. People send video of these violations. Just you can look it up on social media.
He says there have been 25,000 complaints of businesses violating the reopening plan, mainly in the Hamptons and Manhattan.
Governments are not monitoring, policing, doing the compliance. Yes, there is a very real possibility that we would roll back the reopening in those areas.
Julie Walker, New York.
Many European nations are reopening today after shuttering their doors to neighboring countries in response to the coronavirus outbreak. AP's Karen Chalmers has more.
Whether or not Europeans will take the plunge and cross borders is yet to be seen. But one thing is for sure, at least for now. Tourists from the US, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East will just have to wait. Whilst many tourist regions are desperately counting on a renewed influx of visitors, a lot of Europeans may decide to stay close to home this summer. Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis is hoping that's not the case.
We don't know what the impact will be. It will be significant. Essentially, where we can, from what many consider to be a completely lost tourism season.
Karen Chamas, London.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is urging North Korea to refrain from raising tensions and return to dialogue. This follows threats by Pyongyang to cut ties and take military action. The recent flaring of tension between the neighbors is stoking fear of a military provocation by the North and is posing another setback amid stalled talks to rein in its nuclear and missile program. Hong Kong's Disneyland theme park says it will reopen on June 18th. The opening will see a reduced number of visitors and enhanced health measures after the coronavirus forced it to close in late January. Shanghai's Disneyland reopened in May. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.